Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Podunkradio.com. Justin
Jordan. Tell them I hate them.
Uncharted regions of the universe comes a legend. The legend of Voltron, defender of the universe. A mighty robot, loved by good, feared by evil.
I shouldn't be allowed to mix. I'm not a very good mixer or DJ. I'm not really that kind of DJ anyway. Never was. Welcome to podunkradio.com. It is Justin McPatches. This is kind of like a podunk mix thing. I don't really have a name for it. First of all, let's give a big loud is not a word. Round of applause to Lisa Hammer and Levi Wilson from Radiana and Maybe Sunshine for putting up with me for two whole fucking hours on the air in last week's interview. So I just wanted to say that it was awesome. The pleasure's all mine. I had a great time. As from what I've seen on Facebook, they had a great time too. They're just the best. And, it was totally fucking awesome. So we're definitely happy about that. And, those of you who could put up with 2 hours of listening to me straight with no music, I appreciate that as well. I know it's not easy. I mean, I've been doing it for 6 years, and I'm sick of me. But anyway, yeah, so we got like a mix going on now. We did this 2 weeks ago, and we're doing it again. It's not for air, so don't get the wrong idea. That show's done. It's been done for a while. But, you know, we're kicking ass. So Podunk Radio, awesome, awesome station. If you're listening, I appreciate it. We all do. There's some big changes coming up. Subtly, anyway, we're trying. I came up to, you know, I've been thinking for a while now, back when I started this, not the station, but my show, not for air, the first one, I was playing local bands and bands from all over that are underground. Stuff I never heard of. Stuff that was off the wall fucking crazy. Wasn't punk rock. Because not for air originally, I wasn't playing a lot of punk rock. I was, but I was playing a bunch of other stuff too. And when I got in Podunk, I kind of went more, okay, play more punk rock. Which is fine. I love punk rock. You know. And then now that I took over and I'm running everything, and I'm working with Charboil from Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love every Thursday night at 10 after Underground Horror Radio. So I had to plug that there. But no, I've been working with him lately, and we got some ideas coming. And, you know, I'm reworking the station a little bit. And we had a lot of cool things coming. So the first thing I want to do was, you know, I'm going to play other stuff besides just like punk rock, psychobilly. Underground Horror Radio is basically the same. I'm going to keep playing underground music like that and some goth stuff. Maybe a little bit industrial too. Why not? You know, try it out. And, you know, so with the station itself, though, we're going to start incorporating other types of, you know, alternative stuff, indie stuff. And, you know, we'll try it out. And for those of you out there like, oh, it's a punk rock station, which, yes, yes, it is or was. And that's fine. And there's, like, bazillions of other, like, straight-up hardcore punk stations. And we have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think 5 shows that we have out of 7 that we do are all mainly punk rock. Loud, Fast, and Shitty, Best Tables in Hell, Brothers Grimm, Sick Boys, Tony Jones now. By the way, we got Tony Jones on here again, which is awesome. Tony Jones show every Saturday after the Loud, Fast, and Shitty replay at 7, so 9. Tony Jones is at 9. And so, you know, we got that. That's we added new people, so that's good. I wanted to do that. And then basically I was just kind of like, all right, well, Charboil and El Bandito, the reason why I'm like, okay, I'm going to put your show on in the beginning of the year when I took over is because it reminded me of Not For Air when I first started doing the radio end of it. And I'm like, all right, that's why I like them, because they're not playing punk. Occasionally they play punk, but they do focus a lot on the Treasure Coast scene. This is like the South Florida end of it. And so they do that, and they also play like some kind of nerdcore and some nerdcore rap stuff and shit you normally wouldn't hear, and I like that. They talk about, you know, upcoming events, you know, what's going on. So super cool. I'm happy about that. And so what I'm going to do is, I don't know if I'm ever going to do like another actual show, but you know, we're going to start playing some other stuff. Like Radeon was like the first big step. We're going to play stuff like that. Radeon is awesome. Just to get, you know, again, a different, you know, more wider audience. And, you know, stuff like that. So that's kind of the goal here. And so I'm not, you know, obviously it's still an underground play punk, alternative metal, that kind of thing. And that's kind of the whole purpose. And like I said, you got 5 other shows that are straight punk rock and awesome shows. Those guys all do a fantastic job, and I wouldn't change a thing about that. And I'm not going to. And I wouldn't ask them to. So if you just want, and plus we got whatever's on the auto DJ for now, which I'm changing up slowly too, is punk rock and like hardcore and other shit all fucking day and night when there's not a show on. So, Yeah, I think it's fine. You know, because the thing is that's the whole point of the station. It's online. We get to play shit we like and promote things we want to promote. So I'm kicking ass down here in South Florida, and so is Charboil. And, you know, we just did some interviews, which I'll have out soon. I know they got some interviews for their show tomorrow night. So it's just you know, we got to try other things, too, all the time, you know. And that's that. So anyway, that's kind of the whole purpose of that there. So anyway, here's a band that's a little different, but I played them before. They're on one of the Not For Air comps, which, by the way, both volumes of the Not For Air compilation album and all three volumes of the Podunk Radio compilation album is on the Podunk Radio website under downloads, free tunes, free downloads. And it's all there. So that's the first of many stuff coming. And like I said, I'm kind of adding stuff like that. We also were just at Stoke Show, Florida, which we support. They do charity events and good causes. And they support, like, the Green Jelly Show we put on. And they support a lot of things that we do. So we support them back. They're very, very awesome with Joe Dyer and Pat Thorne. So it's just good stuff. And, you know, we also got a big event coming up to sponsor Pure Honey Magazine, which is a cool little zine. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Here's Gallimimus. Enjoy.
Yeah. perhaps you've even seen the owner's picture. Ralph Williams, the owner of Bayshore Chrysler Plymouth, 345 El Camino Real in the city of San Bruno. You notice the big bald-headed son of a bitch? The man that came to San Francisco to offer them more for the dollar they spend. The man that came to San Francisco to rape each and every citizen and the whole San Francisco Bay Area. You don't believe it? Listen to me. I don't lie. Take a fucking car like this. A 1966 Ford, a Country Squire 9-factor station wagon. Don't worry about the equipment. Imagine all the fun you can have in the back. And while you're doing it, imagine all the money that that bald-headed prick Ralph Williams is going to be making on the car he's trying to fuck you out of. Yes, the man that'll take every dime out of the San Francisco Bay Area and spend it on prostitutes, booze, and, of course, crap tables in the city of Las Vegas. I'm sure you've heard about it. So remember this. If you'd like to get fucked and hooked real hard before you buy a car, come down here. Let Ralph Williams do it. Why not? Why not somebody else? Remember our address is 345 El Camino Real in the city of San Bruno. But if you come from Marin County, East Bay Area, San Jose, your money spends just as well as anybody else's. And when this bald-headed son of a bitch gets hold of you, you will spend money. Talking about payments, 5 years payments of $100 a month. You can't get even. So shop before you buy. Bayshore, Chrysler Plymouth.
The Chiefs game is on.
And this next song is for Shay, who was taken from us way too soon. 30 is too fucking young, man. And, you know, it sucks. So this one goes out to him.
The prisoners pray when they're on a death row.
know what that is? That's the sounds of a shit ton of people losing their minds because they got to experience something that nobody's experienced in 33 fucking years. Not counting Danzig shows with Doyle. That's cool and everything, but and yeah, they did a really good job, especially. But no, I mean, you know, not like that. And, you know, it happened. It happened, and we knew it was going to happen since, what, May? But at the same time, we were all like, well, that could implode between now and, you know, September. And, you know, so we were all crossing our fingers. And then we were like, okay, if it happens, then, you know, it might implode that day that it plays because it's happened before. And then it didn't. They did all their, they did like sets of awesome stuff from the past, of course, the Danzig era stuff. And then they got one more date with Riot Fest in Chicago in September. I think it's September, not sure. September 19th or something. I don't know. They're going. I'm in Florida. And I can't go. So, but it's, you know, there is a bunch of live streams and videos. And I'm so happy because we get to watch it. Because, again, this is something, like, monumental. The Misfits, which, you know, such a good band, you know, in the 70s and early 80s, you know, just this horror punk, punk rock fuck band, you know? And, and then they broke up and Danzig did Samhain and Samhain, whatever you want to call it, and then ran off to do Danzig, which he's been doing for the last, oh, I don't know, 20, 25 years maybe? Since like the late 80s, early 90s, I think. And, you know, Jerry only went and did the Misfits with Doyle and Michael Graves and Dr. Chud, and then after that imploded or whatever. He did it with Dez Cadena, and he did it with Marky Ramone, and, you know, then they changed up a couple times. But to see the original, and I know it's not the original lineup because Bobby Steele was a guitarist before Doyle. Ah, and Bobby Steele will actually be at Spooky Empire in October, which I will be at. So I'm excited for that. And his band, The Undead, which I've heard great things, and I've listened to some of it. It's awesome. So, you know, that's cool. But this was history being made Saturday night in Denver. The Misfits. Anybody that's like a punk fan or a horror punk fan, especially. Because there was always the wars. Oh, Danzig stuff. Oh, like Graves. You know, and I'm like, I like it all. Not too much of Jerry stuff on CD, but a couple. I've seen him a couple times live. It wasn't too bad. I enjoyed it just because they were playing Misfit songs, you know? Like, you. But this was like the real fucking deal, and it came full circle, and I was like, holy Christ, this fucking happened. I'm still glowing about it because, again, I talk shit for the last, what, 15 years? You know? For the last 15 years that I've known Boots and everybody where I'm at now, Boots is on the Caffeinated. It was a part of the original Not For Air lineup, and he's a huge Misfits fan. And so is our buddy Bart, and Matt likes him, and so we were always joking, talking shit, Mad Dog. We all were about how they'll, you know, making fun of Danzig, making fun of Jerry. It'll never happen, you know, and all in fun. We liked the music, so we were just fucking with it, you know. Like, well, you know, there's old fucking footage on YouTube, plus, you know, the records and the CDs and all that. So it's there, you know. We always go back and listen. And, but, you know, a lot of people are like, well, they did it for money, you know, like, fucking let them do it for money. Fuck it. They got back together, you know, fuck. And they put on a hell of a show. So I am super ecstatic about the Misfits, reuniting. And again, even if it's just for the two shows, there is talk maybe of them doing continuing on. We'll see. Nothing's set in stone yet. But even if it never happens, like they'll never go on tour, I probably won't see them, they're not going to put out a record or anything. Either way, I'm happy. This happened. It's fucking, it happened. It's in stone. You can't take this away. It fucking happened. It's as simple as that. It's done. You can't erase it. It happened. It's there. We have it. We have it in my lifetime. Now, mind you, when they broke up in 83, I was one. Okay. So technically they were around as the original lineup or the one of the better lineups in my lifetime when I was one in 83. But as an adult, as somebody that loves the, you know, horror and horror punk, someone that loves the music, you know, it happened physically, it happened again in my lifetime. Even if it never happens again, besides, you know, Chicago, because that's already happening. But it happened. You know, they, you know, I'm not going to knock on wood or say anything bad about Chicago because we know, hoping for the best still. And, but yeah, it's a great feeling. Cause just watching the videos, people going nuts, you know? And, you know, that's fucking cool. You know, they played again in my lifetime. I mean, yeah, okay, so the drummer's not the same. All right. But they got, you know, a dude from Slayer and Suicidal Tendencies, which are both great bands. So, and it sounded great. I mean, I watched different videos. Depending on somebody's quality on their phone, some of it sounded you know, some of it sounded really good. But from what I've seen and heard, it was awesome. So I'm so happy about that. So anyway, all right. So I'm going to play some more tunes here. But before I do that, I have to whore because it's my job. Actually, no, I don't have to do anything. But the cool thing is, okay, so Pure Honey Magazine is having their 5-year anniversary. We talked about this before. And it's the 17th. It's in 2 weeks. And it's at Respectables, O'Shea's, the whole 500 block of Clematis down in West Palm Beach, okay? So it's going to be awesome. It's like $5 at Respects. So that's not bad. You got 25 bands, 5 stages. And, you know, that's fucking great. And, you know, it's just, there's a lot of great bands playing this. You know, it's all different stuff. We got, like, Armageddon Man, Bluebird, Cognomen, Celebrator, Chaucer. We're going to play some of that. Dan Bonedrake, Fat Son, Keith Welsh, Kill Mama, Lindsay Milne, The Lazy Lovers, Other Booty, Piet Cody. Anyway, Podunk Radio, along with a shit ton of other sponsors, are sponsoring this great event that's happening. A lot of these bands are indie bands, so, like, again, we're trying to expand. So, you know, give it a listen. I mean, it's not for everybody. It really isn't, but that's music in general. And, you know, I think it's good to kind of, like, all right, well, let's see what else is out there. Because you never know. You might find something, you may be like, holy shit, that was good. You never know. And that was kind of originally what I was doing. I was picking stuff I liked, and if people liked it, cool, if not, whatever. But you never know. Someone might like something and go, oh, I do like that. Okay, cool. So that's always important. And, you know, that's always great. And we need more of that. Like I said, Radeon is a little different. It's definitely a lot of old school in there with the mod type music, but it's good, you know? And, that's pretty awesome that we're doing that. So anyway, so we're going to play some songs and then, we'll be back. I'm falling in love with you. right, so that was Kill Mama, which is going to be playing, like I said, next week over at the Bumblefest Pure Honey Magazine 5-year anniversary that we're sponsoring here at PodunkRadio.com. Pure Honey, basically, in a nutshell, which I've been talking about for the past 5 years, 6 years, is a zine in South Florida from Miami to about Fort Pierce here in the Treasure Coast. So it's good. It's good. It's got a good range. Plus online, purehoney.com, purehoneymagazine.com. And what it is it's a zine. It's a free zine. It's in color. You know, you open it like a magazine. You can fold it out. There's a poster in there. There's just all kinds of articles about upcoming events, interviews with bands. Tells you what's going on in the scene area. Everybody knows what a zine is, right? Okay. So that's kind of what it is. And, you know, they've been working hard for 5 years. It's not an easy feat. I know, believe me. And congratulations to them for that. So that's going on the 17th. So get there early, like 6 o'clock. Starts at 6. Goes all the way through the night. So with that said, that was very awesome. But I got some mail, so I have to read this, and I'm going to play a song. So there's a page on Facebook that's the Podunk Promotions page. So I have the Podunk Radio page on Facebook as well. This is the Podunk Promotions page. It's an extra page on there to help promote things without having to flood up the Podunk, you know, Facebook page. So it's like an extra help thing. And we got written by people in a band. And so Ben writes, "Hello, my band and I just finished our first album, and I was wondering if I could send you a download code for it. We're from Dallas and have played with the, let's see, Peers, Face to Face, Good Riddance, The Vandals, and TSO, just to name a few." All right. And, you know, I said, of course, absolutely. You know, just send us the code or whatever you want to do, and then we'll do it. So I told him I'd play it tonight. So we are. Thanks, Ben. And he's from a band, which is a pretty cool band. We have some friends that are common in Texas. Anybody know Angie from the Beat Dolls? I do. She's awesome. Beat Dolls is great. It's a band called From Parts Unknown. So we got an exclusive track here from their new album. It's called Lemmy, which I'm just going to take a wild guess. I think it's about Motorhead, maybe. Hey, Lemmy's awesome, so is Motorhead. But definitely check out From Parts Unknown on Facebook. Definitely do it. They got a Bandcamp page. If you like the song you heard on here, it's definitely on that album. Fucking go buy it. I think it's like $8. That's not bad for an album digitally. You know what I mean? Like, support. Okay. We'll be right back.
rocks top it and arrest my soul. Way down yonder down that old road in the pine box top it and arrest my soul. Way down yonder down that old
The Darker Side. Met her. Well, I knew her for a while. I did an interview with her a couple years ago at Respectables here in Palm Beach. It was awesome. It was a good time. Lauren's awesome. Now she's got a new band called The Murder of Jane Crow. I think it's up in Alabama, and it's kicking ass from what I understand. So, very awesome. And, you know, like I said, I'm playing all kinds of shit. That's what we do. Anyway, I'm out of here. Sick Boys Radio is next. A much, much better show. Those guys are just kicking ass as well. Don't forget tomorrow, Underground Horror Radio at 9, brand new episode with your host, Nicole Velakis, author, who will be a guest at Spooky Empire in October 7th through 9th in Orlando, which is one of the biggest horror conventions, if not the biggest horror convention in the Southeast, I believe. Just huge. And I'll be there as a guest as well, Justin Jordan, Justin McPatches. It'll be awesome. And it's going to be a great weekend. So we'll talk about that on Underground Horror Radio. And then after that is an all-new Charboil and El Bandito's Power Hour of Love. So definitely awesome with those guys as well. They're blowing up. And that's that. So also speaking of Respectable Street, 29 years. They're doing their 29th anniversary block party this weekend for free, 500 block, Clematis. All the bars over there are connected. Not connected, but they're all doing part of the party. Shit ton of bands. Look it up on Facebook. Respectable Street. 29 years in that area, especially, is just phenomenal. I was just there last week. We had a good time. We had a benefit over at ER Bradley's with Stoke Show Florida for autism. And then we went over Respectables and kind of had like an after party thing. It was fun. It was actually a pretty fun night. And so, you know, but definitely. Check that out if you're into that kind of thing. If not, there's a show happening over at Oceanside as well that's going on that they're going to have an all-girl band, and they have Take Warning doing two sets. So definitely check that out. Check out Take Warning on Facebook. They'll be able to help you out with that and let you know whatever's going on. Should be a good show. I don't have a problem with that either. I think it's going to be fucking great. And if you're into Pokemon... I know, I heard like things drop. If you're into Pokemon and you're on the Treasure Coast, the group Treasure Coast Pokemon is having, which is a huge, huge fucking group on Facebook, by the way, is having a gym battle for like an hour, and it's contests. over in Tradition Square over in Port St. Lucie. I will be there doing 1 hour live stream video of the event, talking with people. So you get to see me on video, which I don't do a lot of video for a reason, I guess. I'm not, I'd rather do the audio. But it's a live stream. We'll be there live for an hour. It'll be on YouTube. I'll set up the stuff on Facebook about it. It's not really a Podunk Radio thing. It's just me podcasting sort of thing. And, it's cool. I mean, a lot of people are playing the game. It's fun. It's not like, to me, it's not like GTA or anything where I'm like, oh, shit, I have to do this forever. It's not really like that for me. I'm still like one level, like a 16, because I don't go out and walk around all the time and stuff because I'm busy. But it is a fun event, and it's a fun, fun thing. So check that out, too. Anyway, we're out here. Like I said, tune in for Sick Boys Radio coming up next after this song. There you go. With the Bastard Association with Slave No More. What a good name. Enjoy.
podunkradio.com.